Hey, it's Calvin with the final video in this series. Unless I end up making an extra one, who knows? It might happen, it's pretty off the cuff. And also, if you have any questions that you want answered, then I can totally make another video to answer those. So please send me an email and just... I'd love to hear from you and have a dialogue, so get in touch. Thank you, awesome. So I'm going to talk now about Turning Pro. Turning Pro is the title of a book by Stephen Pressfield, and it's this idea that if you're an amateur biker, then you get on your bike when the weather is good and you feel like it and you've slept enough and you feel kind of strong and all that stuff, and then you get out to ride. But if you're pro, you go out on that bike regardless, no matter the weather, no matter how much sleep you got, no matter what you feel like that day, you go on that bike and you bike because you're a pro. And that's how I want you to be about your business. I want you to treat yourself like a pro and work on your business like you're a pro. And what I mean by that specifically is this. So for my software company, that was something that, well, I started it because I needed it for myself. And then eventually other people started using it. But once they started using it and paying me for it, I was in the game like a pro. Like, I had to do the support, I had to help them out, and I had to make sure that things were running smoothly and all that stuff. And there's been many times where I felt like, you know, like giving up or doing something else, but because of my customers, I could never do that. I could never let them down. They need me. I'm providing. They've built their livelihoods and their businesses on my product, and I would never ever dream of letting them down. So that was a way that was forcing me to turn pro, in the sense that no matter where I was or what I felt like or, you know, what was going on, I would always go in there and answer them and do the support and answer their questions and help them. And if there was a problem, I would fix it. So I haven't had a vacation for years where I haven't brought a computer and been able to fix things and help them out. So that was my Turning Pro, and that's been my gift as my benefit, that it was like that, that I wasn't allowed to walk away, because other than that, I'm great at walking away from things. Like, I'll start write a book, and then I'll be like, no, it's not going so well, it's probably never going to be, and then I stop, and then I'll never finish it. Or I'll start this, that, and the other thing, and as soon as I've done it, I have this tendency to, like, not like my creations. I don't know if you feel the same way. Like, I'll create something, I'll be super excited, and then, like, 2 weeks later, I'll be like, oh, it's crap. And it's really not. It's just, like, it's some habit that I have of making things crap in my mind. And so I have my puppy here. That's why I'm looking down every once in a while. Hello. So, by turning pro, what I want you to do is if you're starting out for yourself and maybe you're new on Simplero or something, decide to go pro. Like, I'm going to do this thing. You can totally succeed with what you want to succeed with if you really want to. So decide that you want to make this work, that you want to make it happen. Turn pro, really turn pro. And that means you get up every day and you work on it. You clear your schedule. You find out what is the thing that I really need to get done. What's the thing that I most dread doing and don't want, like the thing you've punted for so long. And you sit down and you get that done. And you can make it fun for yourself. If it's fun for you to go out to a coffee shop and do it, or you want to have like a nice cup of tea and some candles or whatever it is, you can totally make it fun. But you get the thing done that needs to get done. And that's what's there in turning pro. You decide that you're going to do it, and you just keep doing it. And then all kinds of emotions are going to come up, right? They do. Like, I'm a very sensitive person, and I'm very emotional. I've had like long periods of depression and all kinds of other stuff going on. And that stuff is not, like, if that's something that you have in your life, then it's probably kind of going to come up. And the trick is to be able to move forward anyway. So you don't, like, let yourself fall into it and be like, oh, but I'm never, you know, I'm no good, I'm not good enough, I'm never going to, you know, make this work, I'm like, I'm a failure, and like, blah, 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 all that stuff. You don't go there. You just, like, Oh, yes. You talk to the child inside of you and say, hey, I'm here. We're gonna be okay. We're going to do this thing together. And you move forward anyway. So this idea of making sure that you're making progress all the time, that you're always moving forward, that's critical to making this work. And so one of the things also is like you decide on some things like I'm always gonna respond to customer support every day. I'm gonna fix bugs as soon as they show up, for example. That's like those are some of the things that I have in my business. Or if you have a newsletter, I'm always gonna write every single week at this time, this day and this time. Like having that commitment, that consistency is part of turning pro. I've not at all been a pro always in my teaching business, but I've always been pro in my software business. And that's why you see the difference there. My teaching business is small. It's not something that I've been consistently committed to, and so it's not grown, of course. But my software business has totally grown because I've been very committed to that. And so you can choose what you want to be committed to, and you can just follow through with that by turning pro. Yeah. Was there anything else I wanted to say about that? I forget. Let me check my notes and see. Yes, there was. So time management. No, not time management. Perfectionism. I see a lot of people who start out in business, and they are in, like, especially in the teaching business. No, but really anything, and they want to make things perfect, and they noodle over things forever because they want to make it perfect and just right, and it has to be super good. And I really respect making things great. I really respect making things really awesome, but we also need to ship. And whenever you end up in perfectionism, it's never about the customer. It's always about you. It's you that's afraid of not looking bad or not being good enough or being criticized or judged or whatever for the things you're making. You're not focusing on the people that you want to help. And you really want to focus on the people that you want to contribute to. That's the essence of what we're doing. Being generous and sharing and being, you know, this is about spreading love. So you want your focus to be about on the people that you're helping and the difference that you're making for them. And so perfectionism is not helping you with that. When you're launching a product, it can be a lot smaller and a lot simpler than you think, really. And that's not an excuse to like be sloppy about things. It's not about being sloppy. It's about being clear on your outcome. And when you reach the point where the extra effort you put in doesn't make a lot of difference to the people who are going to consume it, but it's only about stroking your ego, it's probably time to stop. And like if you look at a company like Apple, they make really great products, and they put a lot of effort into every single detail of that product, from packaging to manufacturing to software to hardware to what it looks like on the inside and all these things. But they ship a new iPhone every year, and they ship it on time, right? They don't noodle over it forever. They know when to stop and just be like, okay, we're going to release this product now, and these things that we're playing with, we're going to keep working on them, and maybe they'll be ready for next year's model. So you want to keep shipping, and you want to, you know, keep delivering that value. As long as you're holding it back, you're holding it in, and you're not sharing it, you're not making any difference to anybody. So, you know, don't noodle over it forever. Like, I've been thinking of doing an opt-in for years, for a long time. And I actually started, like, last summer, a year and a half ago, and then I got sidetracked. And now I just felt called to do it right now. And I did. And you can see some of it is, like, more or less scripted. But it's, the whole is, like, is it all in one take? So that's what you get, but at least it's out there, and I hope it's really made a difference to you, and I hope it'll continue to make a difference for you as you absorb some of these ideas. And so that's how I want to inspire you today. And this is kind of the end of the series, unless I make more videos, who knows. But yeah, as I said, write me, get in touch, I love to hear from you, any questions, and I'm happy to do some more stuff. Thank you for watching so far. I hope you like me, my puppy, as much as I do. I hope you've gotten value from this, and let's keep the conversation going. I love you. Thank you so much for being here.